Here is the closing Schwab market update as of 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 15 minutes after market close for Tuesday, October 19th. U.S. stocks finished the day in the green as the markets digested a heating up third quarter earnings season. Healthcare stocks led the way, bolstered by earnings results from Dow member Johnson & Johnson, while the information technology sector was the top contributor to the S&P 500's advance to threaten a return to record highs. In other earnings news, Dow member Travelers Companies topped expectations, while Dow component Procter & Gamble's gross margin miss overshadowed its better-than-expected top and bottom-line results. Outside of earnings, Atea Pharmaceuticals tumbled after the company and partner Roche Holding reported that the trial for their antiviral COVID-19 pill did not meet the primary endpoint. Markets continued to grapple with global supply chain issues and the consequent inflation pressures, which have fostered expectations that the Fed and other global central banks will soon begin to rein in extraordinary monetary policy measures. Treasuries were mixed, with the yield curve steepening somewhat, while the U.S. dollar traded lower. Gold rose, while crude oil prices traded higher. In economic news, with supply issues hamstringing the housing market, September housing starts and building permits both missed expectations. Europe and Asia finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 199 points, or 0.6%, to 35,457. The S&P 500 index increased 33 points, or 0.7%, to 4,520. And the NASDAQ Composite gained 107 points, or 0.7%, to 15,129. In moderate volume, 695 million shares were traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and 4.4 billion shares changed hands on the NASDAQ. WTI crude oil increased 75 cents to $82.44 per barrel. Elsewhere, the gold spot price increased $4.30 to $1,770 per ounce. The dollar index, a comparison of the U.S. dollar to six major world currencies, declined 0.2%. to 93.76. In equity news on Tuesday, Dow member Travelers Companies, ticker symbol TRV, reported adjusted third quarter earnings per share of $2.60, topping the $1.83 FactSet estimate, with revenues rising 6% year-over-year to $8.8 billion, above the street's forecast of $8.2 billion. The insurance company noted excellent underwriting and investment results despite significant catastrophe losses in the quarter. Travelers Companies advanced. Dow component Procter & Gamble Company, ticker symbol PG, posted adjusted fiscal first quarter earnings of $1.61 per share, topping the expected $1.59, as revenues grew 5% year-over-year to $20.3 billion, north of the estimated $19.8 billion. The company said its organic sales, or those excluding acquisitions, divestitures, and foreign exchange, were up 4% year-over-year, despite a challenging cost and operating environment, as it saw increased volume and a positive mix impact, while it increased prices. As such, the company's gross margin fell 350 basis points year-over-year and came in below the street's forecast. The company said the large decrease was largely driven by commodity cost increases. Procter & Gamble reaffirmed its earnings per share outlook, noting that it estimates headwinds from higher commodity costs and increased freight costs. Shares were down. Schwab's chief investment strategist, Liz Ann Saunders, provides her latest commentary, "The Beast of Burden of Inflation," discussing how the age of abundance has given way to an age of scarcity. Well, the pro-cyclical version of inflation may have given way to the counter-cyclical version. Dow member Johnson & Johnson, ticker symbol JNJ, announced adjusted third-quarter profits of $2.60 per share, above the expected $2.35, as revenues rose 10.7% year-over-year to $23.3 billion, south of the projected $23.6 billion. The company said it saw robust above-market results in pharmaceuticals, an ongoing recovery in medical devices, and strong growth in consumer health. Johnson & Johnson raised its full-year earnings per share guidance. Johnson & Johnson traded higher. Third quarter earnings season is kicking into high gear, and although early, of the 53 S&P 500 companies that have reported thus far, roughly 72% have topped revenue forecasts and nearly 81% have bested profit projections. Compared to last year, sales growth has been approximately 12% higher and earnings are up about 34%. In other equity news, Atea Pharmaceuticals, ticker symbol AVIR, tumbled over 65% after the clinical stage biopharmaceutical company and partner Roche Holding Limited, ticker symbol RHHBY, reported that the trial of their antiviral COVID-19 pill did not meet the primary endpoint. The companies added that they are assessing potential modifications to a larger study's protocol that may likely lead to improved clinical outcomes. Roche Holding also traded lower on the news. Director and Senior Investment Strategist with the Schwab Center for Financial Research, David Kastner, provides his latest Schwab Sector Insights, a view on 11 equity sectors, offering a look at what we expect to see over the next 3 to 6 months. You can find all of our market commentary on our Market Insights page at www.schwab.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Schwab Research. In economic news on Tuesday, housing starts for September declined 1.6% month over month to an annual pace of 1,555,000 units, below the Bloomberg consensus forecast of 1,615,000 units, and compared to August's downwardly revised pace of 1,580,000 units. Building permits, one of the leading indicators tracked by the Conference Board as it is a gauge of future construction, fell 7.7% month over month to an annual rate of 1,589,000, south of expectations calling for 1,680,000 units, and compared to the negatively revised 1,721,000 unit pace in August. Treasuries were mixed, with a yield curve steepening, and Schwab's chief fixed income strategist, Kathy Jones, notes in her latest article, Bond Market Blues, High Inflation, and Low Yields, that coming into the fourth quarter, we were expecting a rise in yields and volatility. She points out how bond yields appeared to be too low in the face of rising inflation and investors too complacent about the potential for tighter monetary policy. She adds that we continue to suggest keeping average duration low due to our expectation for yields to push higher as we see the potential for the 10-year Treasury yields to move up to 1.75% this year and above 2% in the first half of next year. Kathy also discusses how over the next 6 to 12 months, we suggest investors look for opportunities to extend duration if yields move higher as anticipated. Quote, the early stages of rising yield cycles are usually characterized by rising longer-term rates and steepening yield curves. However, once the prospect of tighter policy is on the horizon, long-term yields have tended to peak well before the initial rate hike of the cycle, end quote, she adds. The yield on the 2-year note declined 3 basis points to 0.39%, while the yield on the 10-year note gained 6 basis points to 1.64%, and the 30-year bond rate rose 7 basis points to 2.09%. Tomorrow's economic calendar will offer the MBA Mortgage Applications Index for the week ended October 15th. Additionally, in afternoon action, the Fed will release its Beige Book report, an anecdotal read on national business activity that policymakers lean on to prep for its 2-day monetary policy meeting set to conclude on November 3rd. In international news on Tuesday, European equities finished the day mixed, with the utilities sector leading the way, while the heavyweight energy and financials sectors also contributed to the upside. However, consumer staples sector was the lone group to finish in the red, likely affected by Procter & Gamble's gross margin miss and guidance. The markets moved higher as they digested a plethora of earnings results on both sides of the pond. Bond yields in the Eurozone and the UK continued to climb, and the euro and British pound were noticeably higher versus the US dollar. The festering supply chain challenges continued to boost inflation pressures, and expectations that global central banks may soon begin to take down some of the extraordinary monetary policy measures put in place to combat the pandemic. Schwab's chief global investment strategist Jeffrey Kleintop offers his latest article, Inflation Persistently Transitory, noting how persistently going from one transitory source of inflation to the next may keep inflation elevated for longer than markets currently anticipate. In economic news, Eurozone construction output fell in August. The UK FTSE 100 index was 0.2% higher. Germany's DAX index and Italy's FTSE MIB index rose 0.3%. France's CAC 40 index dipped 0.1%. Spain's IBEX 35 index advanced 0.7%. And Switzerland's Swiss Market index was down 0.2%. Stocks in Asia finished mixed, with the markets bracing for the ramp-up of third-quarter earnings season, though growth-related sectors rallied despite festering inflation concerns and elevated expectations that global central banks could begin to rein in extremely loose monetary policies. The Reserve Bank of Australia released the minutes from its monetary policy meeting earlier this month, which showed policymakers expected the economy to return to growth in the fourth quarter and to its pre-Delta path in the second half of 2022. But that inflation pressures could build more quickly than currently estimated. The markets were mixed yesterday after some mixed Chinese economic data, which showed third quarter GDP was well below estimates. Industrial production came in softer than expected, but retail sales rose more than anticipated, both for September. Japan's Nikkei 225 index advanced 0.7%, even as the yen trimmed a recent drop late in the session. Japanese stocks have seen increased volatility after strong September and third quarter performances, as discussed by Schwab's Jeffrey Kleintop in his article, It's All Over for Japan, and That's Good. China's Shanghai Composite Index also rose 0.7%, the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index rallied 1.5%, and South Korea's Kospi Index traded 0.7% higher. However, Australia's S&P ASX 200 index dipped 0.1% as the markets digested the Reserve Bank of Australia's minutes, and the BSE Sensex 30 index also edged 0.1% lower, pausing near record highs ahead of the release of some key earnings results this week. Tomorrow's international economic calendar will bring the releases of Japan's September trade balance, China's new home prices for last month, consumer price inflation out of the Eurozone for September, and last month's UK inflation figures.